It's now 5 o'clock. Welcome to the December 17th, 2024 Gold Board of Directors meeting. Hail quorum, everybody's here. So I call this meeting to order at 5 o'clock. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. And hope my chair doesn't take off too far. Somebody grease the wheels.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First is the approval of the agenda. Any questions or change requests? If there's no objections to the agenda, I call it approved. Approval of last month's meeting minutes. Could I have a motion to approve last month's minutes?
I so moved.
John moved.
I'll second.
Brian seconded. Any discussion?
I have one comment. Okay. On the meeting minutes for the board retreats, it said that Brian Moore was in attendance, and he would be for the the board conference. And so, okay.
Okay. Can you make that change, Diana? Thank you. Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Let's see. Now it's the annual organizational meeting. We need to take nominations for the board chair. Does anyone have a nomination for the board chair?
I would nominate Barb Bevins.
I'd second.
Any discussion?
Okay. This awesome responsibility.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is a roll call vote. Melanie?
In favor.
TJ?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
John?
Okay.
Okay, so I guess it's unanimous. So I keep going. Otherwise, I would turn it over. So now, vice chair of this board, taking nominations for vice chair. I would like to nominate Brian. Would you accept?
I will.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? This is again roll call vote. John?
Sure.
Brian? I say yes. TJ?
Yes.
Melanie?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, legislative rep. I nominate TJ. Do we have a second?
I would second that.
Are you willing to serve?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call vote. Melanie?
Yes.
I say yes. TJ, what do you say?
Yes.
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Unanimous. Okay. So he's the legislative rep again. And we need a WIAA rep too. Are you it now, John?
I took over the WIAA.
You did. Okay. Would someone nominate someone for the WIAA?
I don't know. I think Mel would be good at that. I would nominate Mel.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, perfect thing for me.
Right? So it's moved and seconded. Okay. Would you serve?
Sounds good.
Okay. Again, roll call. So, John?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
I say yes. TJ?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody is suited up now. We don't have any public comment, do we? Fred, superintendent's report. We may be on the shortest board meeting ever.
I have to do the ASB report, too. He gave me notes.
Okay.
But they're both sick.
Oh,
but I'll start with the superintendent's report. TJ, you'll probably talk a little bit more about the summit or the Lopez meeting or advocacy meeting. Will you talk a little bit about that? I'll just say it was good, and then he can fill in more. But we got a marching orders today. That was for yesterday, not march over. Bridget had outlined everything. So we're doing some of the work now to put meetings together for all the staff in January, and so I think we might have to eventually talk about if we're going to do a public forum or what that would look like, when it would be. But I think that was pretty amazing to see all those people, unions, board, and I like their slogan, you know, that three boards, six unions, three PTAs, one voice, as far as legislative action. So, but I'm sure you can speak to it more eloquently, yeah, and I'll let you do that. Another thing I want to tell you on the superintendent's report, it was, I wondered what they did when the superintendent was the principal of Stewart before Zoom, because how did you really observe? And we were able, I was able to observe classes and, you know, to prepare for evaluations on Zoom. And it was actually kind of fun to see. They had moved over to the library, a little cold in the main building, so they can get a little warmer over there. But it just made me think about the uniqueness of that place and how it was done before all our technology. That's really all I have for the superintendent's report. I can switch gears and be Mia for a second if you'd like on the next step. Did you want me to do that?
Sure.
Mia would do a much better job in this. Oh, by the way, what Mia Wood doesn't have on here is that it looks like the Northwest CSD is trying to put together a student rep, the first ever student rep retreat, day-long retreat at the ESD. Not sure exact dates, but they got both Vera and Mia's email, and they both are excited to go to that. We're still working on dates for them to go with us down to Olympia. But Mia had written before one of the many that have dropped off in the high school, and all the schools, by the way, they're going home in droves, sicker than a dog, with this flu. And you, Andrew, you can correct me if I'm not reading some of this right. You see, she it's like she gave this to me. It's in big font.
So you don't have to have your glasses spread.
I know. I bought it, but I agree with something I need to. Key Club raised over 600 pounds of food for Thanksgiving. That's pretty amazing. She said there were almost 10 student volunteers for the community service at the tree lighting and the chamber dinner. And Mia said it's pretty awesome to watch youth get involved with the community. She said the basketball wrestling chair have begun so far this season have been and she said she would have talked about her personal experience. I can't do that, but she has that as her note here. It was interesting to see. Where do we check your inboxes by Friday? Diana puts out a newsletter that kind of wraps up what we've been doing over the last, you know, what school's been like for this until the holiday break. And one comment when there was that over there was half of the students in high school participated in activities in the fall, and there's over 80 in the winter. It's pretty amazing how many kids get involved in different things. Eco Club, Bruce, has recently gone a few trips around the island. Which group went to Padilla Bay? Eco Club went there as well. Yeah, it's just pretty amazing. And one thing she wanted to point out is that she's ready for this break on Thursday, but as soon as they come back, it's basically moving right to finals. So you get the break, and then you get to prepare for finals. And the only other thing that she didn't have on here is you see all the, as you walk down the halls, look at the doors. Are there, a lot of them still decorated? It's pretty fun on the door decorating day in both schools. Both schools, sorry. Not tiny little mentoring men up here in the middle of the high school and seeing what they come up with in that one day. And then to hear the complaints lodged by people when they don't win because the judges don't agree with their door being the best. I'm just saying I've fielded a couple of complaints, but I'm pretty confident on who won and should have won. Other than that, that's all we have for Superintendent and ASB report.
Okay, thank you. So on to the consent agenda, which is for standard monthly expenses, personnel changes, and I have board meeting minutes in March. Why did we do it separately today, or have we always done it separately? Board meeting minutes. Okay. I kept thinking, what is wrong with my brain here? Something was wrong with me. And I'd like to accept with gratitude the following donations and grants: the Rotary Club $7,000 for the STEAM program, and the grant from Air Quality Zero Emission School Bus Grant Program for the purchase of the electric bus.
assistance toward $190,113.64. So a lot of money. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
Second.
Seconded by John. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Again, unanimous. Jose, you're up. There, we're getting there. 5:10. We're almost done.
Okay, not a whole lot to report this month. We're in the kind of doldrums financially as far as reporting. But just the theme every month really is enrollment, and it did hold steady again. So if it holds again one more month, we will be back just about at budgeted FTE for the year. After being down by about 5 at the start of the year. Any questions about enrollment? And just point out, in case during the legislative session, if we go to 17% as the threshold for funding special education, it's 15 now, 16. We're at 16.5. 16.5.
No, 16.
We're 16. Yeah, we're at 16.5 percent. So it wouldn't be as much of a bump as last time, but it'll be a bump if it goes through.
But that still won't cover all our expenses.
Not even close. No. Okay. And any questions about the financials on any of the funds?
Jose, where is the QZAB payment that we have with Banner Bank?
So the QZAB bond was paid off. It was a 7-year bond, and we paid it off a little bit early, a couple of years, about a year, year and a half ago, about a year ago actually. And we refinanced before interest rates went up more, and now it's a semi-annual bond payment.
Okay. Where is that in our report?
So, okay, so if you look at the page up there in the debt service fund and the capital projects fund, the transfers. Okay, so I didn't put the transfers out. I apologize. But you see the transfers in the debt service fund, that's 66,000. So every 6 months on the 1st of December and the 1st of June, we make a bond payment. And there was a resolution when we refunded with the bond schedule on there. So that's the authorization that the treasurer has to make that bond payment. And then the transfer amounts are in the F-195 when we adopt the budget each year. So I just tell her to transfer the monies, and she makes the payment on the first of those 2 months.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There are three policies, 2124 PE, 5011 sex discrimination and sex-based harassment of staff, and 3205 sexual discrimination and sex-based harassment of students. All of these are the modifications are recommended by WASDA. They're all language and OSPI updates based on legislative changes. One of them is just totally rewritten. The 5011 is completely rewritten because it was so far off. And then the PE one is a new policy. So could I have a motion to approve these three policies, please?
I'll make a motion to approve.
TJ moved.
Second.
John second. Any further discussion?
On 5011, it's the third paragraph down. There's a phrase that says, including whether such applicant is miss or missus.
Yeah.
I'm reading that grammatically. I think it should be changed to for example, if we're not going to include additional examples here of what we're looking for, it just seems like including whether such applicant is very specific for something that's non-specific.
Okay. So do you want to get together with Diana and wordsmith it?
Or do we want to go make a decision tonight and accept as his changes suggested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think including whether, just remove that, replace it with, for example, or replace including with, for example.
Okay. Okay. So can I have a motion to accept them as is with the change from whether to, for example? Do I need to have a motion for that? Yep.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Unanimous again. Board director reports. We're starting with TJ today because apparently I forgot him last month.
Rude.
I wasn't rude. And he called me on it as he should.
So to Fred's point, the meeting that we talked on 6th on Lopez, where we brought everything together. Just a quick update for everybody in the room that may not be aware. This is pretty comprehensive what we're doing to communicate our concerns to our legislators. So we have communications going out in January, both to the community and to our legislators being sent out. We're scheduling town hall events. Hopefully that'll be scheduled late January. We have information going to the local media. We have postcards that we're distributing so that people can contact their legislators. All they have to do is slap a stamp on it and write whatever they want to write. And then we're also planning an event face-to-face in Olympia. Were we planning on doing that for students going down?
We were planning. We haven't been able to schedule it with the representative down there yet, but that's the plan. Yeah. And there was like 4 dates we looked at. We had hoped to get to like the February 2nd, 3rd. But we gave them 2nd and 3rd and maybe the 10th, and then 2 dates like that in March as well, at least to get one of those.
Yeah, and we're not opposed to having several dates from going down with, like, you know, the Oregon student reps, the San Juan student reps, you know, and so we might be more than one trip
right
in front of them.
Right.
Okay.
And what we're doing is a representative of what's going on across the state right now. We're talking Edmonds, Northgate, and Shoreline have been working along the same lines. They just had a community town hall meeting for all 3 districts where over 1,000 people attended, including legislators. So the community got an opportunity to talk with them off away from the Hill about their concerns. So we're following along the lines. It looks like everyone is kind of in the same boat. Seattle Times just had a story today about Inslee's projected budget or proposed budget. I think currently funding for education is 43% of the current budget, which is on a downward track from where it was 5 years ago. According to the story, education now is 41% of his proposed budget. And that's with a $10 to $15 billion cut. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost certain that there's going to be some cuts there. One of the things they talked about was, why write things down? Pay bonuses for teachers who are nationally board certified would be impacted by this, as an example. I'm sure there's others. So, let's see. On Fred, John, and I are going to the legislative conference. And I think that's January 11th, being held down at CTAP. So they're doing away with Day on the Hill this year, and we're just having an off-site meeting, basically.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Yeah, to prepare for the legislative session. And so I anticipate for our next board meeting, we'll have more updates on where we're at, what bills are being submitted. That's all I have, Bernie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melanie, did you have anything?
I do not.
Brian?
Nope.
Okay. John?
No.
Okay, neither do I.
Well, maybe I should have some Christine words as well.
So board calendar review.
Oh, it's there. Yep. Have to make sure you guys know you have a special executive session. Yep. So yeah, between now and January 29th, determine if you want to keep them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unless you do something really awful between now and then.
Who knows?
Diana, I printed this earlier today and it did not have January 29th on it. So, okay. So that's back on. Okay, got it.
What was off?
The January 29th wasn't even on there.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments or questions about the calendar? Anything else? I call this meeting adjourned at 5:21.
Trying to get long time.
Oh, 6 minutes longer than the shortest one.
I'll talk faster.
Diana, you cut us off.